Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I am, of course, Stephanie J. And I'm excited just to have another opportunity just to sign on to my podcast and talk with you. I'm not going to be long. I just signed on because there was something that I wanted to share about an experience that I just had. So I won't even dub this as a regular episode. Just did my 200th episode on last week, and I'm honestly not sure about the direction that I'm going to take from this point. So I will just call this a spotlight episode. Many times in the past, I've done a spotlight on a particular product or business within the episode, but this is just going to be about a business that I want to talk about. I had such a good experience. It was such a surprising experience that I was just like, I have to talk about this. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about patient first. Now, some of you may be familiar with this medical institution. I, on the other hand, was not. I've had experiences with urgent care, especially when I was away from home and I was bitten in the woods by some type of spider on my knee, and I had to go to an urgent care. I was staying at a, on a campgrounds. And anyway, I didn't have the best experiences when I went to urgent care. So that prevented me from really wanting to go to another one. I have many issues with hospitals and even some private practices that I've, gone to or taken my children to. And so I am that person that I do not go to the doctors. I will not go to the hospital unless it is absolutely necessary. And I will not take medications unless it is absolutely necessary. This trip was necessary because there have been some things going on since my car was hit back in January. I made two trips to the emergency room. I talked about that prior. And, I needed to do some follow-up care, one with a specialist, and then I needed to do, follow-up care with a primary care physician. I talked about all of the issues that I had with my insurance, the list not being updated, the primary that I chose no longer being in the network and no one knows where she is. I went through all of that for about a good month or so. And so when I finally found a doctor that I could actually go to, I was told back in January that, oh, everyone is all booked up in every office, call back towards the end of February. And then when I called in February, they were all booked up until the end of March. So I ended up getting an appointment in, February for March 30th. So I went to that appointment and I told them over the telephone that I basically needed x-rays. And when I got to the office, I was 18 minutes early for my appointment. I was told that they do not do x-rays there. I'd have to see the doctor, which I was trying to avoid this. I just have to go and rack up some more bills and charges just to sit and talk with her, tell her my situation so that she can refer me somewhere to go. And I was not interested in doing that, so I canceled the appointment. I'm traveling up the highway and I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do? I do not want to go through this, again with trying to find someone and all of that, And I went up to a shopping plaza that I frequent, and there is a patient first on the premises. So I just had a thought, and I didn't think of it before. After the fact, I was so upset that I'd never thought to even walk in those doors. I just said, you know, let me just go over there and see if they do x-rays and if they accept my assurance or whatever. And so I walked in. There were, you know, a few people standing in front. The receptionist was waiting on them. And one of the workers, a gentleman next to me, I don't know what his position was, but he had on scrubs. He looked over. He said, good morning. I said, good morning. I'm checking out the atmosphere, scanning the room. Everything looked copacetic, as we used to say. Nice, clean facility. People were seated to my left and to my right. They had a couple different sections of the waiting room. I saw, you know, people behind the desk and a glass, you know, working. And I said, okay, it looks okay. And so while the receptionist was waiting on people, she was very professional, very warm. She was, you know, coming from behind the glass to direct people where they needed to go. And so when she stepped in front of me on her way back to her seat, I said, can I just ask you a quick question? She said, sure. I asked her if they accepted my type of insurance. She said, yes. I said, do you do x-rays here on the premises? She said, yes. I said, do you take appointments? Or she said, no, it's walk-in. You know, you can walk in. We're here from 8, I think, to 4 or 5. So I said, okay, cool. I said, what days of the week are you open? And she said, oh, we're here Monday through Friday. I said, okay. I said, okay, all right, I'll be back. So I went out and I went and got my son. He was in a car. I told him, I said, come on, I'm going to go ahead and be seen at this place. And so I came back in and, you know, she told me I had to register on the kiosk, you know, just little information, my name and birth date and things like that. And then they ask you if you would like to wait in your car until time to register, because they take a lot of precaution and extra measures, you know, because of COVID and things like that. So I chose to sit in my car, which was parked out in front of the building. I noticed that other people were sitting in their cars as well. And so they gave me a call and said, you know, can you come in and do your registration? Went in, took care of that. And I went back to my car and they said, well, when we have a room available, we'll give you a call. And if we don't have a room available, we will still call you for your vital checks. I said, okay, fine. Went back in the car about 15 minutes. I got a call. Can you come back and do your vitals? I went in. I met with a gentleman who was very pleasant. We were talking. He, you know, he took my height and, you know, weight and everything like that and checked my blood pressure. We were talking about, you know, the fact that he just moved here to this area from West Virginia. And he was saying the biggest thing so far that was kind of, you know, taking some getting used to is the driving around here. And I was like warning him, like, yes, you do have to be careful and watch out in Virginia with these drivers. I told him, you know, that I was just in a car accident. And he's like, oh, wow. You know, and I asked him, you know, what part of West Virginia he was from. He told me, and I said, you know, my grandmother grew up in West Virginia. And he said, what part? I said, Bluefield. He said, oh, wow. Bluefield is a small town. He was like, it's located right here by this place. And so we were, you know, we fell into a conversation. And then when he finished, he said, okay, well, you can either go back to your car or you can go back to, you know, the waiting area. And as soon as a room is available, we'll call you back. I said, okay, fine. Went back to my car. I had a reading book with me. And so, you know, I didn't mind the wait. I honestly didn't. I already was pleased and impressed about the system that was in place. I'm in a place where the atmosphere is warm. It's professional. Everything looked to be running like a well-run ship. I was impressed. And so I did wait close to an hour, but I knew that they were busy. There were people all around. And so I sat in my car and I read a book. And they called me back and said, okay, we have a room available. Come on back. I went in. The same gentleman that took my vitals was standing there waiting on me. He said, come on back. Took me to the room, you know, gave me my gown and everything. And then he told me, he said, listen, the physician will be in with you shortly. Going to go over everything. She'll determine your needs for x-rays and things like that. I'm like, okay, cool. I did everything that I was told to do. And then I picked my book up again. I sat there and read my book. She came in, Kim, she was absolutely wonderful. And she identified herself as the physician's assistant. And I said, okay, told her what my situation was. And I was very surprised from the beginning because she wasn't in this hurried state like I'm accustomed to seeing doctors. And I mean, this has been my experience for quite some time, even back, you know, in Pennsylvania, this really quick, you know, okay, so what's the problem? What are you here for? What do we need to do? Okay, I'll be right back. And they're coming and they're going. She actually took time to listen to me. She looked over my records. I had my records from the hospital with me. I had the medications that they prescribed that I really haven't taken, only a few when I definitely needed pain pills, but I had everything. And she sat there, she went through everything, she asked me questions, and I was just like, wow, okay, this is different. And so she said, okay, well, this is what we'll do. We'll go ahead and order those x-rays and we'll check everything out, and you know, we'll just go from there. And she said, I'll be back. She had to leave and come back a few times. And every time she came back, she would knock and she'd come and she'd say, hello. Okay. So this is what's happening now. And they kept me abreast of everything. I felt like I was in good hands. I felt like I was a patient and not just a number. And when I say number, I'm talking about dollar signs, you know. I felt like I was around a group of compassionate, caring professionals. I was more relaxed and at ease than I've ever been in that situation because I didn't want to be there from the beginning. But they actually did make me feel better about my circumstances. So I'm there in the room with her on and off, probably total maybe about 40 minutes. She came back, you know, she said, all right, the technician's going to come and take you over to x-rays in a few moments. We'll get your x-rays and then we'll go through them. So I'm like, okay. He comes over, really nice gentleman. He comes over. He's like, I'm going to take you over. And as we're going over, he's explaining everything to me. He's like, okay, I'm going to have you, you know, go and stand over here. And when I tell you, I'm going to have you, you know, place your hands this way. If I ask you to pose here, I need you to be like, he's telling me everything as I'm going along. Very gentle, not rushed, not hurried, not like, let me hurry up and get through this because I have something better to do. Everybody was on this same kind of vibe. And so I listened. I did what he asked me to do. There were a few times that he came over. He said, okay, I'm going to assist you here. Let me just grab your hand. He always told me what he was going to do before he did it. It's like, okay, I'm going to just tilt you just a little bit this way. Okay, good. Hold it right there. Take a breath in. Okay, good. You're good. You can breathe. I mean, he just made it so easy. And I was so relaxed. And, you know, when he finished, he said, okay, that's it. We're going to go ahead and review everything. Physician will be back and, you know, tell you what's going on. Took me back over there. I get my book again. And I'll say within 20 minutes, she was back. She put it on the screen. She said, let me walk you through, put the x-rays up, show me what was going on. And she said, I'm going to check and see if I can find, you know, the specialist that you need and also, you know, physical therapy. So I said, okay, cool. She left again. She came back, had papers ready for me, had my referrals. She took it upon herself. You know, I'm used to, okay, just follow up or follow up with this type of specialist like they did at the hospital. They don't go the extra mile. They don't go above and beyond. It's just like, okay, we saw you here today. This is what's going on. You're on your own. Good luck. And take these medications, by the way. They're definitely always going to push that. And so she had, you know, the papers printed out, you know, nice little bag. And she's like, okay, this is for this. And I was able to put this in and it brought up this place for physical therapy, or you could check with your insurance. And, you know, she walked me through everything. She suggested that I try a muscle relaxer, which they were able to fill there because I've been dealing with a lot of spasms. And to be honest, I took one that evening and I just didn't like that tired feeling when I woke up the next day. So anyway, only took one. And they made sure that I knew everything that was going on. And while I was waiting, she said, oh, one more thing. I'm going to go and have your x-rays put on a disc for you. And that will make it easier, you know, for anyone who needs to view it or whatever. I said, okay, picked up my book again. Then the x-ray tech comes back and he's like, I just want to let you know, the radiologist will be in tomorrow and, you know, he'll view the x-rays. And if he sees anything, any different, if there's any different reading, you may get a phone call if it's anything different than what you've been told. So I said, okay, cool. He said, and other than that, we'll follow up with you in about a week to see if you were able to make your, you know, your other appointment and how you're coming along. And, you know, and I said, okay, cool. So I'm like, wow, this is like A to Z care. And I was just like in awe. Seriously, I was just in awe of the service and the level of service and the treatment and the professionalism across the board. And so she came back, handed me the CD. We talked a little bit more. I actually told her and him that I was going to do a podcast and I was going to put up some great reviews, which I've put up 2 reviews about them thus far. And she said, okay, cool. I'll check it out. And so I really wanted to do that. They were just so awesome. And so yesterday, I was on my way out the door early yesterday morning. And my phone's ringing, but I'm not in my room. So I'm on my way in the room and I missed a call. I looked at the number and I said, oh, wow, that's patient first. And then I said, uh-oh, he told me that they would call if they saw something different. So it was a message from the nurse and she said, could you just call back and ask to speak to the nurse? I called back and I got another nurse. And so I told her what happened. And she said, just give me 1 second. She looked at my information and she said, you know, it looks like you're already aware about the scans and everything. She said, I think the person that called you doesn't realize that you had all of the information. So she said, it's okay. Just disregard. I said, okay, cool. I said, because I was told that if anything else showed up, I would get. She said, oh, no. It's nothing like that. She kind of laughed. She said, no, everything's fine. And then she surprised me by saying, so other than that, how are you feeling? I was like, what? Say what? Like, you care enough? You're taking time out of your morning that I know is just beginning, and you care enough to ask me how I'm feeling, how I'm doing. And we talked for about another 5 minutes or so. You know, I told her about the muscle relaxer and different things, and she made some suggestions. And, you know, I told her that I was going to follow up, you know, with you know, the therapy and different things, and I get back to them or whatever. And she said, okay, good. Well, I'm certainly glad to hear that. And, you know, if you have any other questions, anything going on, just, hey, feel free to give us a call back or come see us. I was like, okay, great. Thanks. Boy, that just really boosted my morning. So yes, y'all, patient first, where the patient really is first and where the patient can really feel like a patient and not just a number. I am just so impressed with them. I told them, I don't like going to the doctors really for anything, but if I have to, just like I need to take my son back for something going on with sinuses and things, I can do this. The other stuff I can't do. I can do this. And so I'm definitely appreciative for a service like Patient First. Now, listen, I can only speak for and vouch for this location here in Alexandria. I don't know about across the board. I hope that it is like that everywhere there is a Patient First. I told the tech, I said, listen, I said, you guys need to go and train these hospitals and a lot of these other, now some of them may also be stellar and, you know, professional and all that. I've experienced some places where overall the service, they might have been okay, but there's like that one person or that one incident that kind of takes away that shine. It's just too much to talk about. But I hope that it is that way across the board, but I can't speak for every other location. I can only speak for these wonderful people here in Alexandria and just tell you, if you're dealing with any type of situation, if you're frustrated, you know, running to the hospitals or, you know, with your provider, maybe, you know, just check them out. Call first, find out if they do what you need, if they take your insurance or whatever. But I'm telling you, I will definitely be going back. Anything that I need or need to do, anything for my child, it will be Patient First. And that's that. You guys be blessed. You guys have a great evening. I'm going to get back to my evening and I want to get to bed early tonight because I have a full week lined up. I have business to take care of. I have things to do and a sister needs her rest. So you guys be blessed and stay safe.